Good morning. You're listening to Market Minutes and I'm Nandita Khemka. It's Thursday, the 12th of June, and here are the top things to know before the market opens. Indian markets have been in consolidation even though the Nifty notched a sixth straight day of gains. The index did manage to get past the 24,200 mark but failed to defend the psychological level and flattened out by the end of the session. The broader markets cooled off further with both the Nifty mid and small cap indices ending in the negative territory. But the market breadth was in favor of gainers. IT index took the lead once again, extending its up move for the sixth straight session. But the Nifty Bank index continued to see profit booking. Oil and gas stocks saw all-round gains rising 1-4% led by shares of oil marketing companies. HCL Tech, Infosys, Tech Mahindra and Wipro were among the top Nifty gainers, while Shriram Finance, Power Grid and Adani Twins were among the top laggards. IEX, BSC and United Spirits were some of the notable mid-cap movers on the back of news flow. Looking at the flows picture, FIIs of foreign investors turned net sellers after 3 days, but the outflow figure stood at a meager 450 crore rupees, while the domestic institutional investors were net buyers to the tune of almost 1600 crore rupees in the cash market. Although it was a volatile session, experts believe the overall sentiment is positive as the index continues to hold above the breakout point and any dip should be viewed as a buying opportunity. 24,850 will act as a crucial support and as long as the index holds above this level, the trend is likely to remain positive with the potential to move towards 25,350 in the short term. Let's turn our attention to the global cues this morning. The GIFT Nifty is hinting at a muted to negative start for the Indian market. Asian markets are mixed as investors assess US President Donald Trump's declaration that a trade deal with China is done. Chinese imports would invite 55% tariffs, said Trump. US Commerce Secretary Howard Lutnick confirmed that tariffs on China will stay at that level. The deal also removes Chinese export restrictions on rare earth minerals and allows Chinese students access to US universities. Meanwhile, U.S. Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent signaled the Trump administration's openness to extend the current 90-day tariff pause beyond 9th July for the top trading partners of the U.S. as long as they show good faith in ongoing trade negotiations. Bessent's remarks indicate that the Trump administration might be more inclined to shift the self-imposed deadline as it gets closer. In the wake of all the tariff developments, Japanese markets are trading with a negative bias while South Korea's KOSPI is clocking in modest gains. US futures are ticking lower as traders weigh a preliminary US-China trade agreement and new inflation data. Wednesday marked a losing session on Wall Street, with the S&P 500 snapping its 3-day winning streak. Consumer prices rose less than expected in May as the consumer price index increased 0.1% for the month. That's less than the Dow Jones forecast for 0.2%. Investors are now looking ahead to May's reading of the producer price index due later today. European markets closed lower even as Macron said that the European Union and US will find trade solution. Meanwhile, the US 10-year yield drops 6 basis points to 4.12% while the dollar falters following cooler than expected inflation data. In the commodities market, US crude oil futures jumped more than 4% with the Brent near $70 a barrel mark after Trump expressed doubt that the US and Iran could reach a nuclear deal. Gold prices, on the other hand, ticked up, helped by cooler-than-expected U.S. inflation numbers, strengthening investor expectations that the U.S. Fed would start cutting interest rates by September. Let's talk about all the stocks that are likely to grab the spotlight in trade today. Sterlite Technologies will be in focus after it signed an MOU with BSNL for a massive 2,631 crore rupee telecom project under BharatNet, specifically targeting the Jammu and Kashmir and Ladakh telecom circles. Hindustan Copper has outlined a capital expenditure plan of 2,000 crore rupees over the next 5 to 6 years. The company also aims to ramp up mine capacity from 4 million tons per annum to over 12 million by FY31. Zydus Life Sciences is also on the radar after receiving an Establishment Inspection Report or EIR from the US FDA for its API manufacturing facility in Ankleshwar. This indicates a closure of inspection following a visit in March earlier this year. Nazara Tech will also be buzzing after Exana Estates, Plutus Wealth and Juno Moneta Finsol make an open offer to acquire a 26% stake in the company at 990 rupees per share. Meanwhile, Trent and Tata Chemicals will start trading ex-date today for their recently announced dividends and rights issues. Edible oil producers like Adani Wilmar and Patanjali Foods will also be in focus following the government's move to cut basic customs duty on major imported crude edible oils from 20% to 10%. Meanwhile, after MCX, the NSE has received SEBI's nod to launch monthly electricity futures contracts. These contracts are expected to serve as effective hedging tools for market participants against electricity price volatility. They'll also provide more accurate price signals, paving the way for improved planning and capital investments across the electricity value chain. In another important development, sources tell Money Control that Mark Mathins, the group CFO of IPO-bound Pine Labs, has stepped down from his position just months before the company's planned public market debut. Mathins has cited personal reasons for his departure and will be leaving the organization in the coming weeks. This is a Money Control exclusive. Time now for our Voice of the Day segment. Here's Gaurang Shah of Geojit Financial Services on the IT sector post the recent outperformance. Let's listen in.
The proof of the pudding is going to be as and when both these large economies, that is US and China, sit across the table, once they have a common agreement in place, sign, seal and deliver the tariff agreement. Unless that is done, I think there's going to be a little bit of uncertainty. But large part of the negative, if you ask me, as far as slowdown, recession or hangover of tariff is concerned, should be in the rear view mirror as far as IT sector is concerned. And I was quite excited about some of the more so mid-cap IT companies post Q4 numbers and the verbatim for future growth that was delivered. And mid-cap IT companies have been, some of the mid-cap IT companies have been far better in terms of performance compared to your large cap boys, as far as the earnings visibility is concerned.
Before we wrap up, a look at the key events and data to watch out for today. Consumer price index data for May will be released at 4 p.m. today. And Canara Bank board will meet today to approve capital raising plan for FY25 and FY26. That's all we have for you on Market Minutes today. Stay tuned to moneycontrol.com for more news and updates. Thank you and have a great trading day. We'll catch you tomorrow at the same time.